Welcome to Sounding's Mindful Media Podcast. I'm Dudley Evanson, and for more than four decades, my husband Dean Evanson and I have created music and media that supports healing people and the planet. In our Soundings podcasts, we share interviews with wisdom keepers we have met in the course of our life journey. To learn more about our activities and releases, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com.
So I was listening to you talk about relationships and community, and I had just came across this study, Harvard Study Adult Development, and it's an 80-year study, eight-decade study of lots and lots of different kinds of people, and how happiness helps them to be healthier, and what kind of relationships, just so the importance of relationships in maintaining one's happy health, you should say. So the people who have better relationships, and that means deep, warm, connected relationships that they can count on, great relationships that they can trust, those people are going to be happier and healthier. And to find that happiness and health go together is an amazing thing. So you talk about all kinds of relationships. Obviously, the most important ones are the ones that you can talk to somebody deeply about something that you care about and somebody you know you can trust. So those kinds. But there's all sorts of relationships that are important in terms of avoiding isolation and loneliness. And so we hear a lot about suicide and depression and ill health that's caused by stress. That was the other thing they talk about, is that having good quality relationships they're stress regulators. So when you have stress and you have a friend or somebody to talk to or connect with or unload your issues with that you know will be supportive of you and you're not just dumping on them, you're going to be a lot healthier in the long run. You're going to not let the stress create inflammation and diseases that come with those types of stresses. So heart issues, even cancer, diabetes, all those kind of illnesses are literally mitigated when you have good quality relationships in your life. And this is a huge thing for people because you were talking about urban living somewhat and country, you know, living out in the country and living with nature. You're talking about having a beautiful relationship with nature, but the other aspect is having relationships with other people and pets, probably. You know, I'm sure animals and kitties and dogs also help in terms of having that sense of connection with another creature. But particularly interested in quality relationships with other people. So I think this is just a real eye-opener in terms of what creates human health and what creates human happiness and how we can kind of continue to develop those. They say even things like having a conversation with the checkout person at the store, being friendly, having casual conversations. You talk about having the importance of just being able to have casual conversations. It helps to overcome the loneliness and the sense of isolation, which very much contribute to depression. So you talked about all the millions of cells in your body and they're all having relationships. And then here we are having relationships with each other. And we're also as human beings having relationships with all of nature. So everything is in relationships. And so you also mentioned your respect and appreciation for what you've learned with Native American people. And one of the ways they pray and often close their prayers is Omotakuyasi, all my relations. So you're really feeling that relations aren't just you and me and a couple of people, or a bunch of people even, or a tribe. It's the relationships between myself and yourself and the trees and the animals and So all the beings and how they all connect with each other and how important they are and why diverse communities are so much healthier than a monochromatic communities, which might require a lot of fertilizer, so to speak, or speaking about gardens like that. But when you have a lot of diversity, then everyone's sort of feeding on each other. So anyway, those are just some things that I was getting excited about when I was thinking about how, you know, we live in a very complex society and we want to, well, we know there are a lot of problems that come with this type of condensed society in many different situations that are unnatural. And so just to respect, to deeply respect that the quality of our relationships can determine our own personal happiness and our own health.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Absolutely. The relationships that we have are the connections we have with the other life forms. And the broader we can get that picture, the broader our scope of understanding will be. And the easier it's going to be to get the picture of balance center stage and raring to go.
Thank you for listening to our Soundings Mindful Media podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this program. To learn more about our music, guided meditations, books, and videos, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com. Peace through music. Blessings.